here with Emmanuel Sanders, the start of the offseason program today. How's it feel to be back in the building?
No, it feels good, man. I miss the fellas. I miss the fellas. Just seeing everybody, man, catching up, small talk. I love it. You know, this is one of my favorite times of the year. But not only that, you know, Coach Joseph talked this morning about putting in that work, being dedicated, and not only that, just being disciplined and being able to, you know, withstand what we're about to endure the next 33 days. So I'm all in, hands all in for sure.
Excited to turn the page from last season to a new start here.
Yeah for sure. Last year was definitely rough. But the beautiful thing is everybody got a fresh start, whole new coaching staff, different players. You know, the same goal, though, and that's Super Bowl or bust, you know. We're all fortunate enough to play for the Denver Broncos, and around here is championship or bust. And so that's the mentality, and it starts today, and well, it truly starts tomorrow of putting that work in and trying to hoist that trophy at the end of the year.
Last season, serve us some motivation this offseason?
I'm always motivated, though. But just, you know, every year it seems like it's new things, whether you're riding a wave of highness and you're telling yourself, you know, don't get complacent and don't believe the hype, or you have a rough year, an injury-prone type of year where you say, okay, you feel like people forgot about you and you feel like you got to get back to the top. And so that's my mentality right now, just coming in, working, you know, staying low-key and busting my butt. And trying to get back on top, man, not only individually, but also as a team.
You're a Houston guy. What's it like to have Case Keenum here now?
No, I love it. I was just talking to him, and I told him, man, we had some great battles. You know, when I went to SMU and he was at U of H, and he was slinging the ball around. And, you know, I'm happy to have him here, you know, to have a new quarterback, someone who can sling the football and throw it and loves to throw it, and also smart enough to be able to handle the whole playbook. So we'll see, man. And, you know, everybody's been asking me, you know, how do I feel about him? And I told him, I don't really know yet, you know, until we get here and see the chemistry. And truthfully, it's on us. It's on Case and the other quarterbacks and the wide receivers to get on the same page and turn this thing around. So it's all about starting and putting the work in, and it starts tomorrow.
How long does it take to get that chemistry with him?
Who knows? You know, nobody knows. But at the same time, it's all about, you know, working at it and having a common goal. And so we're gonna set that, and you know, we're gonna work towards every single day.
Last one for you here. I know you're from Houston. Are you all behind the Rockets now?
Yeah. H-Town's finest, man. I'm loving it. You know, I was just listening to Zaire. He in a meeting room hating. Oh yeah, the Rockets, man, they're gonna get beat. I'm like, hey, Zaire, stop hating, man. We're doing well right now, man. We just gotta keep it going. Shout out to James Harden, 44 points last night. Let's keep this going.
You were out there. You took a shot, right? You took the big shot pregame.
I don't want to talk about that shot. I missed that shot, man. It was crazy. I went from let's go, Emmanuel, to get him off the court.
All right, Eve. Good luck the rest of the way here. Getting to work tomorrow.
Let's go.